Good morning. We learned the Simon Yud Beis, where the Chayyim talks about the issue of schita from types of cloth. It's important to point out that Chazal clarified the definition of schita. Schita requires that the liquid is absorbed and you're squeezing it out. There's certain types of cloth. Which absorb the liquid into their fibers, but if the fibers do not really absorb, it's just the fibers are close enough that the water is trapped. So in that the case, there's not schita deraisa. The more talks about this concept of the, regards to hair, that there's no din of schita on wet midaraisa on wet hair. Because the hair does not absorb the water, but the hair traps the water between the strands of hair. So because that is true, it looks like an act of schita. So Chazal asked it in Rabbanan, but it's not the raisa. So, for example, that would be, you have a toothbrush, so that the nylon bristles do not absorb the water, but they do trap the water between the bristles. So that would be, to use a toothbrush on Shabbos, wet a toothbrush and use it, when the person is wets the toothbrush and he uses it, he's pressing down on the toothbrush, he's extracting the liquid which is absorbed, which is trapped between the fibers, and it's going to be osim in Rabbanan. There are the certain materials which do not even trap the liquid, they do not hold on to it at all. So that there is no concept of schita at all. For example, you have some types of scouring pads, which are the fibers are far between each other. It's like a mesh. There's no water which is going to get trapped inside there. So there's a few droplets which sort of like stick to the, because of the cohesiveness, they stick to the strands of the mesh which are there, but it's not really being trapped. It does not approximate an act of schita to get it out. You don't have to squeeze to get it out. It's sort of whatever's left will sort of drip out on its own eventually, or not. And squeezing won't necessarily help. So it's not really absorbed in at all. It's not even looking like it's absorbed in, which would be the second case scenario. So that a person will be allowed in that situation or use that. So. We'll see later on, the Chayyim talks about using a sponge on Shabbos. We can't use a sponge because sponge absorbs the liquid and then expels it out, back out, as you're trying to wash the dishes. So using the liquid from the sponge to help wash the dishes, that's going to be a problem of schita. But in a case where the mesh is very wide apart, from each strand of the mesh is wide apart, so it's not going to trap any water, so a person would be allowed to use such a pad to wash dishes on a Shabbos. Okay. Another point we want to touch on is that there's a concept known as halacha of Ein Dishal B'Gdula Karka. So within the concept of Ein Dishal B'Gdula Karka, that means the following, that if the material is a natural material, Gedulei Karka, which goes on the ground, there is a din of dishan, there is a din of skit on that, of dosh. However, if the material is man-made, it didn't grow out of the ground, so then there's no din of dishan on it. Something which is made from even the fish skin, the skin of a fish, is not considered Gedulei Karka, and such a cloth would not have a din of disha, of skita, on a deraisa level. This is true even if the liquid that it absorbs is something which is Gedulei Karka. It absorbs olive oil, it absorbs wine, etc. So what you're absorbing is something which is Gedulei Karka. Even so, since the cloth itself is like Gedulei Karka, midaraisa is not going to be the halacha of disha in that situation. This lends itself with into many different halachas. So going back to the case of the nylon brush, so we have two reasons why there's not going to be disha. deraisa, not going to be sita deraisa. One is because it just traps the water. Number two, the bristles are made out of something of nylon or something of that sort. Have a good day.